Hello, welcome to Hope for Your Heart. This is Pastor Calvin Corbett with Hickory Ridge Community Church, and today we're doing the broadcast. It's not live as you're listening to it, but we have Facebook Live going, and I have with me today one of our elders who's been part of the Hickory Ridge Church for a long, long time. I have Mr. Rob Debbiewolf with us today. I'm so glad that he's joining us today, and so we're going to do a little different kind of broadcast today. And so if you're listening to us and you don't know anything about Hickory Ridge Community Church, hopefully by the end of this broadcast, you will know a lot about us. And maybe you'll even consider coming to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And by the way, we are back at live worship. So you're welcome to join us 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Hickory Ridge Community Church is located at 3320 Battlefield Boulevard South in Chesapeake, Virginia. We'd love to have you come and join us. Well, Rob, I'm glad that you're with us today, and you have been a blessing to Hickory Ridge Community Church for a long time, and you've been part of the family, and we're so glad that you're with us and excited the fact that you're one of our elders. And the way our church is kind of structured is we have pastors, elders, and deacons. So the pastors are the ones that do most of the teaching and cast a vision for the church. And then the elders, they're the ones that keep us out of trouble. And the elders are the ones that cast a vision and make sure that we're where we need to be biblically. And they're the spiritual leaders of our church. And then we have the deacons. And the deacons are the servant leaders. And they're the guys that really make things happen. You know, they're the guys that are running the sound system, making sure that the churchyard looks good and making sure that all the people in the congregation are well cared for. So that's the job of the deacons. But we have Rob with us today. And Rob's a dear friend, a brother in Christ. And so I want him to share just a little bit about his story of how he came to Hickory Ridge Community Church and what he does and how he's involved in our ministry.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. What a privilege it is to be here today. And thank you, Preston, for everything that you do for us, making it sound so good. I've been coming to the church roughly about 10 years now, and I found the church just driving down Battlefield Boulevard. I said, that looks like a pretty inviting church. And as soon as I arrived, we were just greeted with such friendship and love. I came back a second time. Well, fast forward 10 years later, it's such an honor and privilege to be involved as an elder, to serve Pastor Calvin, serve our Lord here, provide biblical counsel for those looking forward to serve others. And here's a great thing about the Lord. Just come as you are, and he will lead you and direct you what you need to do. And I've also had the privilege of being involved in our small group ministry as well at the church for quite some time. And small group ministry is basically this. Members of the church, neighbors, just get together in someone's house once a week, if not more, to share life together, share a biblical lesson, share our struggles, our challenges, our blessings that go through life. Even though it's been challenging through COVID-19, we have some amazing small group leaders that were able to meet via Zoom, but slowly but surely we are getting back together. So what a blessing it is at times when you're looking for a church for whatever reason, maybe a transfer, a job, or maybe a life situation happens. We just want to encourage you to find that church where you know that, number one, first and foremost, the pastor is a biblical pastor. He's reading out of God's word first and foremost when you look for that church. And then look at the ministries, if you will, where you best you can serve the Lord. I think sometimes we get it a little backwards where I want to go to church where I'm going to be comfortable. But in reality, God is telling us, I need you where I need you, and you need to trust me, and I'll show you where you need to serve. And when that happens, I know that's what he did in my life. Again, what a blessing it has been to serve others in the Hickory Ridge Community Church and the community.
Well, thank you, Rob. What a great testimony of your experience with our church. And one of the things I tell new members as they join our church, I said, you better go to the doctor, have a physical, make sure you have a strong heart. Because we believe that if you're a Christian, that you ought to be serving the Lord. And the moment that you became a follower of Christ, God gave you a gift. And as you think about that gift, God uses that gift to build up the body of Christ. And another ministry that Rob is heavily involved in is our men's ministry. He mentioned our small group ministry. We love meeting together in small groups, and that's really kind of the strength of the church. But we also have a dynamic men's ministry. And, you know, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron, and one man can sharpen another man. And sometimes I kid around. My wife used to call this the 10-men ministry. And it's not that we're iron men, not 10 men, right?
Yes, we don't rust.
Yeah, we don't rust. And so, Rob, tell us a little bit bit about the men's ministry and what is involved in that ministry.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. Prior to this COVID-19 situation, we were getting together once a month at our church for amazing men's breakfast, 7 a.m., second Saturday of every month. And we were proud to announce we were going back there this month, matter of fact, on the 13th at 7 a.m. And the ministry basically is this. It is a group of men that come together to share stories, have a great biblical lesson, and fellowship. And let me tell you, when a whole bunch of guys get in a room with a big hearty breakfast, it's amazing that what could happen. And I also want to reach out to all our active duty, our reserve components, as well as our veterans. Our church has a pretty good amount of veterans in active duty. As a retiree from the U.S. Navy, I want to tell you, sometimes it could be challenging to find a church and felt welcome. Let me tell you, Hickory Ridge is that church. We have a lot of veterans, a lot of men and women who paved the way for our country. So it is amazing ministry, men's ministry, and our men serve in other aspects of our church too. Again, Pastor mentioned about deacons. We have ushers, other ministries around our church that our men play a huge part of. So God does expect a lot from our men. And I tell you what, they step up and it's a privilege to serve alongside them. So please, we invite you to come out to men's breakfast this month. Free of charge. Just come on out, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right. So if you hear this broadcast after June 13th, the men's breakfast is always the second Saturday of the month, and we get you started real early. We meet at the church at 7 a.m., and I always tell people we're going to give you a high cholesterol, real men's breakfast.
Mm.
And we're talking about Allen Bollinger cheesy eggs.
Yes.
And we're talking about biscuits and gravy and sausage and bacon and all that good stuff to clog your arteries. And so we are so excited about this. So 7 o'clock on the second Saturday of the month, you come and join us and we'll make you feel right at home. And you can always check on our webpage. The webpage will be listing the men's breakfast. And if we have the speaker available, I know for the month of June, Alan McFarland, Pastor Alan, right here from Portsmouth, Virginia, will be our guest. And he happens to be the president of the Southern Baptist Conservatives here in Virginia. And he is an awesome man, incredible man. And I'm looking forward to him. So that's on June the 13th. So just mark your calendar, second Saturday of the month, 7 a.m. We'll get you done by 8:30 so you can get home and do your honey-do list, okay? So we have the men's ministry. We have small group ministry. We have also an opportunity for worship. And Rob's wife, April, is very much involved with our worship team. And Preston, who's helping us with this broadcast, and also Stephen is involved in that. And then we have a dynamic group of people that help with the sound system that make us sound better than we really are. But Amen. They do a great job. So tell us a little bit about the worship ministry at Hickory Ridge Community Church.
Well, let me tell you, Pastor, you talk about dedicated warriors for Christ. They rehearse at least once a week, and not just at the church. We know where they get together individually or as a group at the house, wherever they're at, just to hone their craft of guitar, keyboard, their vocals. My wife, April, as Pastor said, she's a retired band teacher, if you will, music teacher, and she has been a blessing to that ministry, and she truly enjoys working with the singers. And it's just a beautiful thing to see what God is doing in that ministry. And what a privilege it is to usher in the Holy Spirit that Sunday morning. And for those who've been to our church and many other churches, it is amazing. It's not about the music. It's not about anyone on that stage. But when the Lord blesses someone with those gifts and watching those gifts shine that Sunday morning, it's amazing. You know, we're also looking for if you're interested in our sound team ministry as well, we're looking for volunteers for that to come on up, help mix everything, make the team sound well. And I know Preston and April and Stephen are always looking for folks who like to volunteer for the praise and worship team to sing and play guitar, things of that nature. I offer to play the triangle. Apparently, I'm not qualified enough. So I know where my skills are at. So we're just all there to support them. So yes, it's a dynamic ministry that continues to grow.
All right. Thanks, Rob. And so if you can sing, that helps.
Yes.
On the worship team.
Yes.
But we have so many other places to serve. And one of my favorite ministries at Hickory Ridge Community Church is kind of a new ministry. It's called Helping Hands. And maybe one of these days I can get Elder Tom on here with us. And as a matter of fact, we are going to be helping a member just this weekend who's getting ready to have some heart surgery done and needed some yard work done at his house, and his gutters needed to be cleaned, and there's a list of things that he has given to us. And we believe that service is part of the church.
Yes.
I say often, you know, God, when he saved you, he didn't just save you to sit. He saved you to get up and get. He's got a job for you to do, and he's given you a gift. And we are a church that is all about reaching into our community. And every year we do several big community events. Our next major community event will be our Fall Festival, where we have hundreds of people come by right around Halloween time of the year. And we have an opportunity for people to come and be on a hayride and do cakewalks and bounce houses. And it's just a good alternative fun to Halloween. And so every year that happens. And every year we do Vacation Bible School. And we're not sure how that's going to look this year. We're hoping that we can do an in-person VBS, but we might have to change that a little bit because of the coronavirus. We may have to do a virtual VBS, but one way or another, we're going to be ministering to our kids. We also have a ministry called Elevate. And Elevate is run by Ted and Ansley and Christy. And they do a great job. I tell you, they do an amazing job, Christy Mahoney and Danielle. And they do an amazing job with our kids. So if you have children at both of our services, 9 and 11, we have something for them. And then we have a dynamic nursery and preschool ministry. As a matter of fact, we have a whole separate building. It's our early learning center building that we use on the weekends for the church services. And your kids will be well cared for. They'll learn God's word. And we have a motto. We believe that our church exists. And we're two states, really, in one church. And we're Virginia and North Carolina meet God. We're right on the state line of Virginia and North Carolina. As a matter of fact, I would say half of our church lives in the mega metropolis of Moyoc.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if you live in Moyoc, you've got to listen to this broadcast online. But we have so many people that live down in Currituck, and we're so glad that they join us for worship. And so we are excited to see what God is doing at our church. And I mentioned the Early Learning Center. So we have an opportunity during the week, if you have an infant 6 weeks old or older, they are eligible to be enrolled in our Early Learning Center. And we have an Early Learning Center that goes through K-5, and we have a world-class K-5 teacher. Jamie Cannon has been teaching in our academy for the last 10 years. She was the first teacher that we hired.
Yes, thank
and
you,
she's
Jamie.
Been teaching in our K-5 ever since the school began. She's such a blessing to us. And so we'd love to have you be part of that. If you need some help, with your kids in the afternoon. We do a pickup when the kids get back to school with our daycare. If you live in Moyoc or Currituck County, if you live in Chesapeake, if they're on the bus route for our church, the school can, the bus will drop them off at the church. But there's so many opportunities to get involved at Hickory Ridge Community Church. And one of the things I think that we really are known for is reaching out into the community and doing various community events, making people feel right at home. And the majority of our people live probably within a 10, 12-mile radius of the church. So we are heavily embedded in Hickory and Currituck County. So we'd love to have you come out and worship with us. So one last thing I want to ask Rob before I give you a little history about the church. Do you mind sharing just a little bit of your journey with Christ and how you became a follower of Christ and what God has done in your life through the years as you have become a follower of Christ?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Pastor. My mom somewhat raised me in the church. She pulled me to church as a young boy. Little did I know that God had his hand on my shoulders the whole time. But fast forward many years later, I was going through a personal situation in my life. And I realized as I prayed, I said, Lord, I've been living my life too long for myself and by myself. So I said, Lord, will you please show me who you're about? And he revealed himself to me. July 7, 2007. And from that point on, my life was drastically and radically changed. And it's amazing how Christ, the Holy Spirit, can change you. And I would just like to say in that regard, that if you're struggling right now, wherever you're at, please know that God loves you no matter where you're at, whatever situation you're going on. And he truly is your Savior. So I just want to encourage you in that regard. So yes, from that point on, just start diving into God's word. And let me just share with you, it's been challenging at times. There's no doubt about that. But knowing that I know where my Heavenly Father's at, I know where I'll be spending eternity at, it is a relief upon relief, knowing that you've got that freedom to serve him completely. So having taken that then to Hickory Ridge Church and learning more about God's word and serving and praying and learning what God has asked us to do and basically commands us to do, I find that has been an absolute blessing that I've been able to share with countless people around the world, and just sharing my testimony. So I just want to encourage you, if you're going through a very challenging time, just know that God is right there.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. You know, there's so many ways that we get the gospel out to people, and that's what the church is all about. It's about the gospel. It's not about one particular person within the church. It is about Christ, and we exalt Christ, and we lift up his name, and what a powerful testimony Rob just shared. And if you're listening to me right now and you're not sure about your salvation, you know, salvation is a know-so salvation. It's not a hope-so. We know-so. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yes.
And so if you don't know Christ, it's very simple. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. Now, that's the one thing we all have in common. We're all sinners. The wages of sin is death. You've got to realize that sin causes us to be separated from God. We are a broken people because of sin. But God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for us. And if you'll put your faith and trust in him, you'll be born again.
Amen.
You can know for sure that you're going to heaven. And I don't know about you, but that is the best assurance that I have that Jesus is my Savior. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a good person. I'm not even going to heaven because I pursued God. I really didn't pursue God. He came after me.
Amen.
And it's by his mercies that we are saved. So once you get saved, God wants you to get plugged into a church, right?
Yes.
Get involved. And as we think about discipleship, that is so important. And so we have a ministry called Gospel Project, and I want to encourage everybody to be joining us in Gospel Project. And this is a dynamic way of studying the Word of God. If you'll commit to this program for 3 years, you will go through the entire Bible. And so we offer Gospel Project on Tuesday nights, taught by Alan Bollinger, one of our deacons. And then on Wednesday night, it's taught by Ted right at the church at 6:30 on Wednesday night. And we are actually doing a dual, kind of do it through Zoom and also in person. So if you don't feel safe coming out to the church just yet, you let us know. We'll give you the password to get into Zoom. We'll give you the link to get into the Zoom. And then you can just follow us right online as we go through from Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. Well, this has been an exciting thing to learn more about Rob and how God's used him, and more about the ministries of Hickory Ridge Community Church, and more about what God is doing. I want to give you just a brief history of our church. We were started way back in 1997. And in 1997, my wife and I moved from Lynchburg, Virginia, actually Concord, Virginia, and we moved to Chesapeake with the vision of starting a church. Now, we had no congregation, we had no money, we had no place to live, and I didn't even have a job, but we were going to come, and we were going to start a church. We knew that God was in it. My wife and I prayed fervently, and the neat thing about it, as you pray for something, you know, you get right in the center of God's will. I think a lot of people are leery of praying fervently because they're afraid that God's going to get them to move. Well, there's some truth to that. When you pray for God's will, there's always action. There's always a crisis of belief that takes place as you pray for his will. And so unbeknownst to us, we prayed for 12 months before deciding to move. And, you know, it's kind of a tough situation to be in as a pastor when you feel like the Lord moving you, because you don't necessarily want the congregation to know that that God is possibly moving you because you're not sure. And so I had six couples, that I asked to pray with me, that I knew that I could trust them, that they would fervently pray for God's will to be done. So anyway, we moved to Chesapeake and we got the church started. And so my wife knew a few people that had graduated from high school with her. And so we called these few people that she knew. She went to a very small high school. I think there were 12 graduates in her high school senior class. And so we contacted those people and we said, well, on the first Sunday, if we can get them to come, that would be great. And Rob, you know, one of the guys that's still part of our church, Rodney Van Fossen, was part of that initial group. And then
yes.
Rob and Lori Goodman was part of that original group. And we had an amazing response. And I remember when Rob and Lori came to our church, they said, we've been praying for a year that God would start a church within 10 miles of our house. Praise God. Lo and behold, they didn't know it, and we didn't know it, but we were actually praying for each other for that to happen. And so that's how God rolls, right? In God's economy, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
No.
God just works things out together for his honor and for his glory. So the power of prayer. I want you to know that Hickory Ridge Community Church was started as Community Baptist, but we started with a fervency of praying, and I knew nothing about starting a church. As a matter of fact, I could probably write a book on 99 things not to do when you start a church, okay? I figured a whole lot of things not to do and a couple of things of what to do, but God just blessed us. We started at the Hickory Roarding Club, and those were some unusual days. Our first service was on January the 5th, 1997. It was a cold, wintry day, and I was worried that nobody was going to show up, but I did invite some of my friends from Concord, Virginia. We were part of Thomas Terrace Baptist Church. I invited some of my friends to come from that church, and so I think they sent about 15 people. So we had 22 people that first Sunday, and then I prayed the second Sunday. I said, "Now, Lord, my friends from Concord have gone back home, and they're not coming back this Sunday." And so I had two prayers that I prayed for our second service. Prayer number one was, "Lord, I'd like to see more people come to our second service than our first service." And then prayer number two was, we had to pay the rent for the Roarington Club. And so I said, "Lord, I pray enough money comes in to cover the rent for the first month." And lo and behold, God worked that all out, and we had 28 people in our second service. And so it was just an amazing thing to see how God raised up our church, and God continued to provide for us. And we had three children at that time, and Tyler was 5, Anne was 3, and Josh was 18. And so now Tyler is 28.
Wow.
And so just to show you how much my kids have grown through the years, and we went from 3 kids to 5 kids. And what a joy it has been to be part of seeing God do something miraculous and how he provided for us. And so, you know, God does the impossible. I think he expects us to work in the realm of the possibility. You know, the Bible talks about carrying burdens. And he says, every man should carry his own burden, but then he says to carry each other's burdens. And I said, well, which one is it? I think that there's burdens that God expects us to carry that are personal responsibility issues. But then there's burdens that we can't carry. That's where we share the load. And to see how God has blessed our church through the years is simply amazing. For 7 years, we were at the Hickory Roarding Club, and even before I took a salary, I said, we as a church, we've got to be outward-looking. We want to be supporting missionaries. And so we started supporting Scott Carter when our church was just 2 months old, and we started trusting God for some big things. And on our 7th anniversary, we actually moved into our brand-new sanctuary, and that was in October of 2004. And just the miracles that took place prior to that. God blessed us with 35 acres of land in Hickory, and we were able to purchase 35 acres of land in 2001 for $205,000, which is really unheard of when you think about it. But for us, that may have been the equivalent of $2 million because we didn't have any money. And I remember just trusting God to raise that money. And we had to have about $60,000 for a down payment to finance for that property. And I remember I had this, it looked like a really kind of a cheesy thermometer that I made and put it in the front of the church. I had this red thermometer. I filled it in, and I was telling the church, says, hey, we're going to go to closing on this land. And I remember the Sunday before the Friday, we went to closing in April of 2001. And you could look at the thermometer, and we were about $13,000 short of $60,000. And so I remember saying to the congregation, well, you know, we're going to go to closing on Friday. And obviously, you could tell from the thermometer that we're a little bit short. But I had a gold Visa card. And I said, well, if worse comes to worse, I'll just put it on the gold Visa card. And we'll get the rest of that deposit taken care of, and we'll be able to go to closing. But, you know, at the end of that service, something very special happened. We had a man in our congregation that was actually a Roarington Club member. And I was the chaplain for the Roarington Club. They invited me to be the chaplain of the Roarington Club, and I was a member for many years of the Roarington Club there in Hickory. And this guy was one of the members, and they were going to have an annual fundraiser, and they were meeting at the Roarington Club on that same Sunday morning that we were having church. And so they were kind of making a little noise in the kitchen, and this particular guy says, hey, guys, be quiet. I want to listen to what this guy has to say. And he came out and brought his chair out, and those guys came out with him, and they sat kind of on the edge of where we had set up the chairs, and he listened to the whole message. At the end of that message, he came up to me and shook my hand and says, "Pastor, I want to have a part of your church." He says, "I dropped out of church many years ago. I want to be a part of this church." And he rededicated his life to Christ. He shook my hand.
Praise God.
And he gave me a check for $10,000.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that was what we needed to close off and to come up with the rest of that money for the deposit. And I want you to know, God blessed us through those early days, and he continues to bless us. That man has gone on to be with the Lord. I did his funeral, and his wife is still part of our church to this day. And he is such a blessing to us, and we praise God for that. Well, Rob, our time is just about out, and I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, if you could go ahead and close out our broadcast with a word of prayer. And we have people on Facebook Live that are watching us, but we have people that are going to be watching this, listening to this broadcast. So let's have a prayer of blessing to all of our listeners. We thank you for supporting us and listening to us. So would you go ahead and close out our broadcast with a word of prayer?
I'd be delighted. All right, let's go to the Father. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to talk about you. This is all about you, Father. So, Lord, we just ask for prayer right now, Father, for everyone listening, Lord. They may be in their vehicles, at home, Facebook Live, whatever the case may be. Father, you're the healer, Father. Lord, it is your desire that no one should perish, Lord. Father, you know who's hurting you, who is struggling right now, Father. So, Lord, we pray, Father, that they will surrender to you, Lord. And you know, Father, right now, Lord, what their plan is, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, for this absolute privilege, Lord, to share you with many, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for our nation, our leaders, Father, that they seek your face. So Lord, we just thank you again. What a privilege it is to serve you and an honor. In your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.